I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen. Play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out here on a Monday. My All Right goes to Sergei Bobrovsky.
All right.
Named one of the NHL's three stars of the week. That was just released.
But that's how they do it?
Yes. Three stars of the week. Bob 3-0. And he is up there. And honestly, Marchand could be up there too, because he was amazing this week.
Oh my goodness.
My God, was he good. My God.
He does look like an ant out there though.
My oh no.
You go tell him that.
He even says, I have tiny hands.
He does, like, he leans into it though.
My oh no. I mean, who do I go with? I mean, so many people to choose from on this team. My God.
Tua.
I'm going to go with Jalen Phillips.
Oh, no.
Tua, I feel like I've got my point. Jalen Phillips. You had him, dude. What? God. I'm beaten. What do you got, Leroy?
Oh, no.
My all right is going to go to the Panthers and I can't believe I'm saying this, the Hurricanes. They have brought joy to my sports. And my oh no,
all right,
is going to go to the Hurricanes.
What?
I need you to play more games.
Oh.
Like, you can't take a month off. You see how miserable I am around here trying to watch some sports?
Well, Friday action.
Finally get some feel good, and then y'all take a month off? What are you doing to me? Had to watch the Dolphins, the Browns, and Michigan this past weekend because the Canes wasn't playing?
How did Dylan Gabriel...
My football experience has been terrible.
How did Dylan Gabriel play?
They do the same thing they're doing down here. Like, after two games of starting, guess what they say? You ain't that guy.
You're not that guy, pal.
Right? It's crazy.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you.
I wish that we could, if I wish I could treat people at their job the way people treat athletes at their job. It's still a job. And you still have growing pains and things you got to go through that you want everybody to understand when you have a little situation at your job. And keep in mind, in most cases, these kids are 20, early 20s. So, like, when you see a college kid and you yelling the college kid is a bum, what if I came and yelled that to your kid at your house? You'll have a problem with it. Don't talk to my kid like that. Holy smokes, man.
These kids don't know what it's like to have a Schmeath and Schmolnick just torture the whole show.
They don't know.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no today?
Well, my all right goes to the Florida Panthers.
All right.
They continue to make us happy, and they extended my guy, Jonah, for two more years.
Yeah.
And that makes me really happy, okay? I've suffered enough. And my oh no goes
to...
Oh, no! The Dolphins for really ruining day yesterday. The first time I'm out of sweets, and you just gotta put a sour taste in my mouth, you know?
How much sour taste did you have in your mouth? Because you seemed like you had a lot of sweet taste in your mouth with those cookies.
Hey!
It was well catered.
He had you out there like the cookie monster.
Let me tell you.
Minus one.
I'm the one that asked him to give it to me.
For deflecting.
A whole box.
Hey, you gave me the box. I just said I want a cookie.
I gave you the box. You were like, ooh. And then I gave you plates, which made it better.
You've been watching this team now for a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
What were you expecting? Like, at some point, it's your fault for thinking winning is going to make it fun.
And I got to give her, her fit was nice. Dolphin jersey, those kick-ass boots. She was, you know, them girl, her
boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground, literally. Both her and Lupe had boots on the ground. They were mad. Well, Lupe was wearing her Herbert shirt. But, you know, J-Fed looking
great. Did y'all have some libations?
Libations were hot. Libations.
You see how she eases into it?
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, yeah, they were drinking. I didn't want to drink. Really? 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 You don't want to drink when the drinks are for free? Really? Really?
Look at you just like poo-pooing all over my experience.
He's a journalist. He was boots on the ground. Vlad, what's your all right and oh no?
My all right, Zavon Achane. Yeah. I got to give that
back. Wasting the season of this.
Dude, this guy every week balls out for this team.
And is he like the opposite of a looter in a riot?
He's the absolute opposite of a looter in a riot. He's the guy that's at the house like, oh, no.
He's the only guy following the law.
Please don't raid my store. Don't take all my belongings. That's the only guy.
Yeah.
So for him, he gets my all right.
All right.
My oh no, Darren Glenn. What the hell were you doing yesterday?
Oh no.
How do you wasting time? And it's a 4th-and-1. You had a timeout and you don't call a play? You don't call a play. Oh no. He's in over his head, man. He's, you know,
one and done.
He might be one and done.
First year coach. Wow. You think
it might
it's one and done?
But you could be a first year coach, but don't do stupid stuff. That's stupid,
dude.
You can't even defend him. That when you do stupid
things,
I'm
not defending anything that he does wrong. I'm just saying, like, yeah, man. Like when you get that position,
you can't do things like
some of the things. The day to day, like they elude you because you're so worried about other stuff.
That's our show for today, everybody.
Was it?
Well, no, it is. That is our show. That's okay. It. There is no more. but we will do this again tomorrow. And you know,
yay.
SDI breaking news. Callahan got fired. You don't. Hey.
Callahan.
Which Callahan? Tennessee.
Let's see. Hold on.
Not Tennessee's Callahan.
I think so. He said Titans coach fired.
Wow.
Let's see. I might leave you guys with a cliffhanger.
Damn. Tennessee. Yep. See, Tennessee's not messing around.
Let's see. Statement from Chad Brinker. After a conversation with our owner and general manager, we met with Brian Callahan. We told him we were making a change at head coach. He is fired.
Wow. Well, you know what? Whoever had Callahan.
You know what I would do? Mm-hmm. I'd go get Bill Callahan to coach the whole line.
Damn, it's just done, dude.
Wait, you're going to have but you're going to want the dad to take over?
You could have the Callahan family tree.
No, I'm not talking about for them. I'm talking about that's why he left the Browns, because he wanted to coach.
The damage is done, my friend.
Well, he didn't exactly coach up this O-line in front of Cam Ward.
Hey, I'll give you this. Whoever had Cam Callahan being the first coach fired.
Paid.
That's paid, because everybody assumed it would be Dable or McDaniel.
You know what? That opened up the floodgates. It's coming, boys.
Yep. That is our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.